I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 10th. This is from Capitol coverage. Governor Jared Polis is extending Colorado's emergency disaster declaration for another 30 days, going through May 8th. He says the move will free up more than $60 million for the state's coronavirus response and make it easier to get medical supplies. Polis is also extending this month's severance tax filing deadline to May 15th. State lawmakers want to return to the Capitol on May 18th to resume their session, but as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, they are also working on a backup plan.
Lawmakers are preparing to go online to pass a budget and other critical bills if they can't physically go back to work next month. Party leaders wore masks inside the Capitol on Wednesday as they discussed their next steps. They're considering cutting their own operating budget by $3.5 million because of the pandemic. One measure would have lawmakers and their staff take pay cuts. They also want to save money by canceling interim committees that usually work on bills over the summer. The legislative session has been on pause since March 14th because of the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
There's a new phenomenon that might have you wondering if you're hearing things. Every night at 8 o'clock, people are howling, especially in Denver, where the Facebook group Go Outside and Howl at 8 p.m. has over 420,000 members. Random human howling is becoming a fad here during the pandemic. And as KVNF's Corey Stanton reports, it's spreading to the Western Slope.
Cities and towns all over the U.S. are coming up with clever ways to stay entertained and maintain a sense of connection in the midst of a pandemic that now requires a certain amount of isolation. A few nights ago, I heard what I thought was some dogs howling at the nearly full moon. The next night, I was walking out of City Market in Hotchkiss, and same thing, howling right at 8 p.m. It turned out that the wild sounds I was hearing were coming from an intentional group of people howling at the moon. On March 27th, Denver residents Chelsea Osha and Bryce Moreo started the Facebook group Go Outside and Howl at 8 p.m. The Facebook group now has over 480,000 members, including many Colorado residents as well as members as far as the East Coast to Switzerland to Brazil. The group's mission is simple. Step 1, note when the clock strikes 8 p.m. Step 2, open your window or step into your backyard. And Step 3, howl. I asked Paoni resident Jennifer Lukash how she first discovered this howling phenomenon.
I was on Facebook the other day and I saw a post about the supermoon, and people were suggesting that we all go outside at 8 o'clock and howl at the moon in solidarity of each other going through this time of quarantine. And we were sitting in our living room and I looked out the front window and could see the supermoon rising over the mountains. And so we all stopped what we were doing and went out in our driveway. And it was a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, and we decided to start howling. And as after we started howling, suddenly a neighbor was howling. And then pretty soon, it was like all over town, there were voices that were raised in howls. It shook me up a bit, hearing everybody out there and being reminded of the connections that are in this community and how much we love being here. And it was really special.
Jennifer was joined by her husband and her 8-year-old daughter, Xenia. I asked Xenia to describe her howling experience.
I heard howls all over town, like on 6th Street, and I was like, ooh, everybody's howling.
And did your whole family go together and howl?
Yes, even my dog. We didn't let her outside, but she did howl from inside. When I saw the moon, I thought that maybe on another planet, people could, or aliens or whatever lived on that planet, could hear Earth. It made me feel kind of intrigued.
Whether you're in the North Fork Valley, Montrose, Ouray, Denver, or beyond, consider going outside this evening at 8 p.m. and howl at the moon. There's a very good chance you won't be alone. For KVNF News, I'm Corey Stanton.
And And here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with a news update.
New online resources for Coloradans are available on a state website. StayAtHomeCO.colorado.gov includes free resources to support Colorado residents while they are at home. The site offers links for wellness, services, education, entertainment, and more. Coloradans can also visit the Department of Public Health and Environment's website, COVID-19.colorado.gov, which has the most recent available data. And across the state, unemployment claims keep climbing. For the week ending April 4th, Colorado saw more than 46,000 new unemployment claims. Over the past 3 weeks, more than 128,000 claims have been filed. Nationwide, the unemployment rate is now 13%, with more than 17 million filing for unemployment. On Wednesday, Mesa County Public Health announced 5 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 of unknown origin. This indicates that there is sustained spread within the community. Mesa County now has 32 confirmed cases compared to 21 on Monday. Delta County has confirmed 6 cases as of Wednesday, and Montrose County has 39. Mesa County Public Health Director Jeff Kerr told the Grand Junction Sentinel that for each positive individual we know about, it's likely there are many more we don't know about. Now that Mesa County and other Western Slope counties are seeing sustained community spread, Kerr notes that it's more important than ever to practice physical distancing, wash hands and surfaces regularly, and wear a face mask in public. This is KVNF News.
And finally today, this is from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. There will be a special Easter Day service on Sunday at the True View Drive-In Movie Theater in Delta. At 7 a.m. on Sunday, the drive-in on Highway 92 in Delta will be the site of a Resurrection Sunrise worship service. No one can get out of a car, and the service will be aired over the radio. James Conley, the lead pastor at First Baptist Church in Delta, thought of having the service at the drive-in after the original arrangements for a community sunrise service were canceled because of COVID-19. James and Jane Lane of Heber City, Utah, who lease and operate the True View and the Egyptian Theater in Delta, approved the service. Rivers Church in Delta also is scheduled to use the drive-in for its 10 a.m. Sunday service. There are strict rules for the Resurrection Sunrise service that organizers agreed to when seeking approval from the Delta County Health Department and the Delta Police Department. People from separate households should not carpool to the event. All those who attend must stay inside their cars, and there must be an empty parking space between all cars. The True View has room for 400 cars, so there will be a limit of 200 cars on the drive-in's property on Sunday. The drive-in's speakers will not be used, and service will be transmitted on the FM radio dial. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 10th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.